and they might have a pencil or a toy or something. One of them accused
them of breaking it up, throwing, tearing it up or something.
Or taking it and hiding it from them. If you was going to, talking about where to write a letter, do you ever write your children?
Yes, ma'am, I write some letters.
How often do you write?
Well, I get one from my daughter-in-law about twice a month, and I got my baby girl over here in Atlanta, she writes me every week.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, and she writes for the whole family because the rest of them don't write. She don't work. She'll call up the rest of them and see how they're all doing, and she'll write me and tell them.
If you ask somebody a question, then you expect them to give you
the right answer.
Mm-hmm. And when you write a letter, then you fold it up and put an envelope, and you have to
seal it up,
and you have to write something on the front.
That's right.
And what is that?
Your name and address.
Mm-hmm. And,
put a stamp on it and thing. Put your name and address on it.
Did children ever have nicknames for maybe one of the other children that would tabby tail on them?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Now, my oldest girl, when she was born, the oldest boy, he said, Mom, said, this ain't nothing but a little old dog baby. And they called her that yet, dog baby. Oh, and her name is Lily, but they call her dog baby. Right. You seen her picture, ain't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, Indiana, uh-huh.
Yeah. Did they ever have little names? I know Missy and Lee call each other names. They call each other
tattletales. And first one thing and another.
Yeah, can you think of any of those little names they used to call each other?
What did they used to call them? It's been so long.
Well, now, you go to a florist to buy
flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Perfumes, a wedding, first one thing and another.
And when your flowers get in bloom out here, do you ever bring them in the house, any of them?
Yes, ma'am. My roses and things, I'll go out and cut me a bouquet and bring it in the house.
Mm-hmm. And when children are, when they're little, they have to have things to play with.
That's right.
And at Christmas time, they
That's
get a lot
right,
of...
That's right, Santa Claus would come.
Yeah, and what a... You might tell them, go in there and pick up your
toys and things.
Yeah.
But they didn't have many to pick up in them days.
That's right.
They didn't have many to pick up. Now wait till your baby come along, that hiring people are kind of you buying this Smith and this Smith.
You're probably right. It seems like they like the ones that are just homemade better than
they do. They don't have so many toys, and pretty children ain't standing nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't standing no toys, and they don't know what to want, because they got everything they need and want.
Mm-hmm.
If the boy goes time through the week, and they say, well, I want this. I want this toy, well, they just go ahead and buy it. And when Christmas comes, they don't know more about Christmas than nothing. Every day's Christmas with children now. Every day's Christmas with children's night. Oh, they gets what they want.
Especially right around Christmas time, you find people out on every street corner wanting...
Begging.
That's right, for charity.
Yeah, something like that.
That's right, and they want you to...
Give them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ought to be waiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk about the word begin.